Why did Myrdal, who had the nation's leading social scientists at his disposal, care about the contribution of this particular graduate student? And why did Caton fail to complete the contribution he had allegedly promised to this prestigious study? At the time Myrdal began his collaborative work, many thought that his chances of succeeding would be much improved if he could recruit some of the Chicago sociologists. He could have gone directly to Robert Park, then the leading scholar on race in the United States. But Park's view, as one of his students summarized it, was that the city is curiously resistant to the fiats of man. Like the robot created by man, it goes its own way, indifferent to the will of its creator. This idea that social life was a function of gradual, natural processes was not well suited to Myrdal's endeavor. Anticipating a new era, the Carnegie Project was based on the idea that institutions could use systematic knowledge to affect social transformation. The Chicago sociologists were invested in creating a science, but not an applied science that would intervene in the world. Myrdal wanted access to the Chicago School, with all its accumulated knowledge about Black Americans and their local environment, without having to buy into its founder's laissez-faire framework of social change. During the early years of the study, Myrdal did not feel entirely comfortable with Chicago's other senior scholars. He asked Wirt for a report, but also expressed his distrust of him in confidential memos. Among the Blacks whom Myrdal invited to join his staff were some of Park's best students, such as Charles Johnson, a distinguished sociologist at Fisk University, who had written the report on the 1919 Chicago race riot for the Chicago Commission on Race Relations. Both Johnson and Caton had by now shown signs of discomfort with Park's view of social change as a natural process, as attested by Caton's activism and Johnson's comment that it is not enough merely to wait watchfully for time's slow solution of social ills. There are steps that can be taken immediately to correct the old ills. By extending an invitation to Caton, Myrdal sought access to an additional aspect of Park's intellectual legacy, namely, his and the Chicago School's